This is Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt's regular Sunday evening broadcast, sponsored by the Pan American Coffee Bureau, representing seven good neighbor coffee-growing nations. On this, the Sunday of Christmas week, and the third Sunday of armed conflict, Mrs. Roosevelt has a message so important, we shall take time to say only these few words from our sponsors. They are words quoted from a recent Navy Department memorandum, and they read as follows. It is a known fact that coffee plays an important part in the morale among the personnel of the Navy. In total war, high morale is needed not only by our armed forces, but by every civilian as well. Coffee gives the extra energy, the steadier nerves, which are so much a part of the kind of morale we all must have. Coffee, more than ever before, is the America's necessary drink. And now we present Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. There is one thing about the American people when any emergency arises. It seems to spur them on to greater activity. And the more difficult the task may be, the more ready they are to meet the situation. I imagine that is a trait common to all virile people. I've noticed many times that there are people who lose interest in anything the minute it becomes easy to accomplish, but who will work untiringly as long as the problem before them is challenging. Perhaps this is a trait of the American people as a whole.